1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday to you. Cha cha cha. Happy birthday, dear Percy. Happy birthday to you. And many more, but maybe not because you're a demigod.
Yay!
Yay!
Happy birthday, Percy Jackson!
Percy Jackson's birthday is today.
It's birthday today,
well,
August 18th.
Technically, it's tomorrow, but we're recording this so that it'll be out on his birthday.
Because we are back together.
We're back together.
We're back.
Yeah. Woo! Yay!
This isn't a phone call, so I won't sound like I'm trapped in some box or anything.
I won't be making disgusting eating noises.
You didn't order sushi this time?
I didn't order sushi this time.
Okay. I had sushi for the first time today.
For the first time?
Yes.
How'd you like it?
It was delicious. I had a California roll because I don't like fish.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But it was very good.
Gotcha.
It was very good. But that's not what we're here to talk about.
No.
We're here to talk about Percy's birthday.
Percy's birthday
Happy
is today.
Birthday,
oh, wait,
Percy
hold on.
Jackson.
So, how old would he be?
So the internet is saying 18. I don't really know what you go off of. Because some people say he's, like, in his 30s, because they think the books take place in, like, the 80s, 90s era.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't agree.
I don't see that.
Because...
They talk about cell phones and stuff.
They talk about John Green.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Wait, hold on. Maybe we can look this up.
How old is Percy? Twitter is telling me 18.
Percy Jackson.
Which would make me only 1 year older than him. But I don't know. Rick Riordan's always like, he's 17 because he's 17 in the books, which I kind of agree with. Like, he stays as old as the books.
Okay, so, Percy Jackson was born August 18th, 1993.
So he's old.
He's older than us.
Yeah, he's older than us. I don't know.
That is...
Rick always says he's 17. I don't know if that's the date Rick Riordan confirmed.
Okay, well, that's what... Hold on. Maybe... What... Okay, hold on. I'm going to see what this source is.
How old do you think Percy Jackson is? Tell us in the comments on this. Can you comment on this on anything?
I don't know.
Tweet us, Instagram us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, we're going to go with 1993, which makes him
five years older than me.
26?
26? Wow.
Okay.
So 18 to 26,
somewhere in that range.
He's in that range. So he's a young adult. In any sense, he's a young adult.
Yeah.
Even if he's 17 like Rick Riordan says he will never be older than because books.
Yeah.
Then he's a young adult. Young adult Percy, look, you did it, buddy.
You beat
16 against all odds.
Look at that. I haven't read any of the newer books, and I don't know if Percy's in them. Does he have kids by now? Because I feel like that's like the age where you start getting married and
you
have like your first kid.
You want me to tell you if in Trials of Apollo he has a kid? He is still a senior in high school. He's going into a senior year.
Annabeth would not let that happen. Yeah.
So Trials of Apollo pretty much picks up right where House of Hades, or not House of Hades, the Heroes of Olympus series leaves off.
Okay.
Because Percy and Annabeth are like, we're going to spend our senior year together and then go to college.
Gotcha.
And he's taking these, like, Roman exams because he wants to go to New Rome College.
Gotcha.
So that's, he's going into college in Trials
of
Apollo.
So it's the thing of, like, the actions in the book are happening slower than the actions in the real world.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha.
They don't age every year with the book.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, because then they would have aged every Heroes of Olympus book. So they would have been like 20-something by the time they were done.
But, I mean, they aged every year with the Percy Jackson in the Olympics.
With the original.
With the original.
Maybe Kronos pulled a time thingy.
Or maybe it's just Rick Riordan being an author. By the way,
maybe it's just fiction.
Have you drank your tea yet, by the way?
Have I joined what?
You drank your tea.
Oh, I have not drank my tea.
Drink the tea.
I should drink
my
tea.
I made Hannah some tea, and I want to see if it's good.
I'm back in
my tea. Yay. Is it hot?
It's quite good.
Yay!
That
is
good tea.
Earl Grey with Cold Stone Sweet Cream Creamer.
Yum, 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 yum.
I usually don't use coffee creamer in tea, but you know what?
It's not a combination I would have thought to try. But it's Percy's birthday, so we're going to celebrate. Let's clink our cups.
Yes, our adorable cups.
Clink.
Clink.
Ah, very nice. So for Percy's birthday, Would you like to start with the Mad Lib, or would you like to start with some Percy moments?
I'm going
to
start with the Mad Lib.
Okay.
And I've chosen a Mad Lib called The Demigod Dream. And you'll see why when we talk about these chapters, because Percy has a lot of dreams. A lot of demigod dreams.
Yeah, we are still going to be discussing chapters, just like always. We have four chapters that we planned on doing.
Good, that is exactly the chapters that I read too. I had to do the math. Okay.
Okay.
We're loud. By the way, she just wrote to me, are we loud enough?
And then we still took a break to look at it.
Yeah.
I was like trying to be sneaky. It's okay.
You know, we're loud enough, don't worry. Okay, so. Can you...
Mad Libs, this is my turn to say the nouns, the adverbs.
Okay. Give me a noun.
A noun? Tea.
Another noun.
Another noun. Birthday cake. I'm nervous about this.
I'm a slow writer. Okay, adjective.
An adjective. Spookily.
Ooh, spook.
That's an adverb, wouldn't it be? If you're doing something spookily, that'd be an adverb.
But it's an adjective.
What about spooky?
Spooky.
Spooky is more, yep. Spooky. Sorry, it's been a while since I took an English class.
Noun?
Another noun?
Yes.
Well, we're seeing John and Hank Green on the 18th, so
yes, we are.
I'm going to say The Fault in Our Stars is in the book. Or should I just say John Green book?
John Green
book. John Green book.
J.G.
book.
Wonderful. All right. An animal.
An animal.
John Green.
John Green. a tuatara, like in...
How do you spell that?
I don't know, so we're going to change it. Just do turtle. Okay. Like turtles all the way down.
I still haven't finished that book.
That's okay.
Anyway, I could have opinions about John Green books. I love John Green, but I have opinions about books. Silly word.
Silly word?
Yes.
I can't think of it. My mind went very inappropriate, and I was like, ooh, I can't, I don't know if I can say any of these on the pod.
Can I tell you where my mind went?
Yes.
It immediately went to boogly boogly boo. Which is a family reference. But I thought you would enjoy it anyway.
Let's do, like, a funny word that's an actual word, or just, like, some noises?
It can be an onomatopoeia.
Let's do a Harry Potter spell. Let's do, Expelliarmus. If you don't know how to spell it, I don't know how to spell it.
I'll just do expel.
Yeah. Okay.
And then same silly word, Expelliarmus again. Part of the body.
My mind tonight. I was gonna say weenus, like your elf.
Which, by the way, I think I just learned it's not actually called a weenus.
What?
It's called a. It's like ween and then another ending word.
Well, that's lame. Let's do tailbone.
Tailbone. Okay. Cool. Tailbone. Verb ending in ing.
Dancing.
Dancing. All right. Noun.
Coffee. This is like, I feel like the pressure's on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Person in room.
Brayden?
Yay! I was going to say, if you gave, like, the name of one of my gliders, I wouldn't have been mad.
Yeah, the sugar gliders are up and active.
Yeah, they are.
They're excited for this pod, just as much as we are.
Yes, and especially for the birthday.
Yeah.
Article of clothing.
Tutu.
Your name, Hannah.
Yes.
Just making sure.
Yep.
Adverb.
An adverb. That'd be like something Lee.
Yeah.
Because that's what I tried to do earlier. Jovially.
Jovially. All right. Verb.
Sprint? Sprint?
Yes.
That's a verb?
Yeah.
That's a verb. Like, it's like run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Noun?
Lazy boy. Could be like the chair, or could be like a boy
who's lazy. A boy who is lazy.
So I gave you an adjective and a verb.
We'll put it in no
matter
what.
Could be either way.
Yes. Verb?
Toss.
Tough?
Toss.
Toss, okay. And then part of body.
Kneecap. I'm so boring. Some of these answers, I'm like, this is...
Well, we shall see.
Boring.
We shall see in
I'm trying
Demigod
to...
Dream.
What was that, you know, like, conjunction, junction, what's your function?
School
you know
rap?
How they had, like,
yeah.
All the songs for everything? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I kept thinking of for all this. Like, for everything. Like, even though I know what a noun is, I was, like, thinking of the songs.
Yeah, have you listened to their new one, by the way?
No, I used to have, on my old DS, you know, like, I used to have the Schoolhouse Rock game. And so it'd play all the... It wasn't really a game.
Yeah.
But it would just play the videos. So that's what I was thinking of.
My family owned the DVD pack of that included the new one that they, like, made for the anniversary, which is Money Rock. So it's all about economics. Important.
I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill.
Now, that wasn't government rock. Excuse me.
Here on Capitol Hill. It's the same company.
Yeah, it's the same company. But, like, it included such hits as Tyrannosaurus Debt.
No!
No, it was honestly...
That's what I'm going to call...
It bops.
That's my stripper name.
Okay. That's the name of the episode.
Tyrannosaurus Debt.
Welcome to the stage.
I don't want to get copyright striked by Schoolhouse Rock. I think I'd cry.
I feel like they're nice people. All right, so the Mad Lib. Demigod Dream. Any half-blood worth his or her tea... knows dreams can reveal important information about your birthday cake. Here is your spooky dream. It's a dark and stormy John Green book.
Yeah.
And you're driving down a bumpy road. You hear a cry of a turtle. Expelliarmus!
What is
the Expelliarmus! It calls. Chills.
I'm just picturing a turtle waddling with a little wand and like some glasses.
Oh! Like, what's that one turtle in the Robin Hood movie? That's
oh,
what I
no.
Disney's Robin Hood with the fox and everything? That turtle
yes.
with the glasses?
Oh,
that's what
gosh.
I envisioned. Okay. Chills run up and down your tailbone.
Ew.
Suddenly, you come to a dancing halt, and you find yourself standing in front of a coffee, shrouded in mist. You walk inside, and you see your dear friend Brayden wearing... a tutu on his... Wait, hold on. Did I miss one?
Do you need another part of the body?
Yes.
Head.
Head. Okay, thank you. Wearing a tutu on his head. Help me, Hannah, your friend says, jovially. I can't...
Help me, Hannah.
Sprint.
I can't either, but that has nothing to do with the tutu on my head.
Before you can reply, you're yanked out of sleep. Good morning, sleepy lazy boy. Says your mother. It's time.
Yeah, she said that before.
It's time to rise and toss. You scratch your kneecap in confusion. Whatever did your dream mean? Hannah, what did
like
your dream mean?
Walking to a coffee. I've had many dreams about coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're so tired that you dream about drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes sense. That's a dream I've had. You wearing a tutu on your head doesn't sound that far off.
No, I've done it
like,
before.
Yeah.
I have my drag bin right there with a tutu in it.
Okay, perfect.
So
well,
we can make this a reality. Check out on Instagram.
Are you actually? I would die. Okay, perfect.
It.
Okay. So...
Speaking up as you explain that.
Yes.
I'm going to take a boomerang of us recording for
absolutely.
Our Instagram.
Absolutely. Let's go over some news real quick.
Yeah.
Just some personal podcast news. We are now up to 65 plus followers on Twitter. It seems to grow every day. So thank you so much for the support. Instagram, I believe you said
I'm checking right now.
Drumroll.
81.
81 followers. And we love it when you guys send us messages. It really makes us super happy. So keep it up.
Ready? And boomerang! Yay! Oh, that was a picture. Hold on. Yay! Okay.
Fun! So you'll see that later. That's great podcast content. Okay, so yeah, and 81 followers on Instagram. We love, Brayden will send me things that you guys tag us in. We absolutely love it. I love all the interactions we've been having on Twitter.
Yes.
They're so fun. They are so much fun. They make my day so much better. Except when... Because, like, Twitter's a sad place sometimes.
Twitter is a sad place.
There's a lot of bad news.
Instagram is a great place. For example, we have gotten some messages. Is it time to read those messages?
Yes, I was just going to say Twitter is full of sad things sometimes, but you guys make it so much better, so thank you so much. We really could not have asked for better people supporting us. And now for some Instagram messages.
Yeah, so I'm not going to, like, read these verbatim because I'm not sure if these people want them read verbatim, but I'll give you, like, a brief overcap, and then I'll send them to you.
Yeah, awesome.
So, Jonas S. Uter, he just wanted to tell us that he really likes our podcast. He's searching for a really long time for a podcast like this.
Aww.
And he's wondering, what are your thoughts on the new attempts of a movie or series of Percy Jackson?
My thoughts are that I would really like to be involved in it, so please cast me.
Yes.
No, honestly, my thoughts are, I know Fox owns Disney. Don't make it a DCOM movie. Do not make it a Disney Channel original movie.
I stand by that. I think Percy Jackson would be a great DCOM.
I saw some Kim Possible the other day. Terrible.
But I don't know. But, like, that kind of style that DCOMs have...
It would work.
Fit with the Percy Jackson brand.
Personally, I think it would make a really great TV show.
Yeah. It should go on Netflix. Disney Plus or Netflix.
Because Disney Plus has, like, Marvel.
Yeah.
And everything. So if also, they could kind of give it a Marvel spin, can you imagine?
Also, randomly, Disney Plus has The Simpsons.
Fun. Okay. Maybe Percy Jackson could be on a could guest star on The Simpsons.
Percy Jackson is yellow.
I'm fine with it. I am going to go out and say that I think the Lightning Thief musical is probably one of the best adaptations. And if we never got a new movie or TV show, I think I'd be okay.
Yeah.
Because I love the musical so much. Brayden, what are your thoughts? I know you said DCOM might not be so bad.
I think that in the right hands, a DCOM wouldn't be too bad. The question would be, are they going to try and fit multiple books into a same DCOM?
Yeah.
Or are they going to do the whole series? Mm-hmm. Which, knowing Disney, they might do the whole series and have more money.
Well, I do think that in the hands of Netflix or Disney Plus, I don't want it to be a straight to Disney. I don't want it to feel like in the later ones that they can't go dark. Because there are some dark moments. And especially I really want someone to touch on Heroes of Olympus.
Yeah.
But you couldn't do the darker moments. And that's what I'd be afraid of. But my one thing is keep Rick Riordan involved. Because he tried to help the movies and they would not let him.
Yeah.
So thanks for the question.
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, totally. And then we have one last message from Megan Ogo99 on Instagram, and she just wants to let us know, hey there, she's a fellow Percy Jackson fan, also in her 20s, but she just wants us to please continue on doing the podcast, and she's also a theater kid.
Awesome! Theater kids for the win!
Yeah, and so, Megan, thank you so much for messaging us.
Well, I think it'd be so cool to do, like, a live stream sometime.
Yes.
And have people ask questions. But thank you, we love you so much. I've got some really great Twitter interactions. We're gonna build into this, but I just want to shout out to @groovygal with 3 O's in groovy. You're really nice, so thank you. I tweeted, thanks for 60 followers, and you said, you guys deserve more, honestly, and then responded to my office gif with another office gif, so we're best friends. And just everyone who's been, like, super supportive on Twitter, I love it. Shout out to @Chinese_F for just being really fun to interact with. I'm sorry we disagree on the pronunciation of Percibeth.
Wait, hold on. What is the disagreement?
I say Percibeth.
Yeah, like most sane people.
But there's a lot of Perkabeth.
That's people. Not his name. He's not Perky.
He is Perseus.
Perseus.
It's fine. We don't want to lose you guys, so we can agree to disagree.
It'll be like
talking to your family about politics on Thanksgiving. We just won't discuss it. You want to have a good holiday. We want to have a good Percy's birthday.
Yeah, okay,
yep,
fine.
And some of you, I could go on and shout out everyone who's just been really awesome on Twitter. Just liking every tweet, ExquisiteWilly1, you are also awesome. Love you so much. And if I don't shout you out, don't feel like I'm dissing you. Ray really wants us to read what they tweeted at us, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, no. Ray is our friend, by the way.
Ray is our friend. Should we get into some Percy birthday festivities?
Yes. Meaning?
Awesome. Just our favorite. So we were thinking we could do our top three favorite Percy moments, and then I also asked some of you on Twitter for your favorite Percy moment. I didn't ask it in enough advance, so I'm very sorry if you say something and I don't read it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you have a top three?
Ooh, okay. I have to think about this
and
a little bit.
And this is across, like, all series, so it's just kind of...
And does it does the musical count as a canon?
Yeah, I'm going to say it does.
Because I have to think one of the top... I think this is going to be number three for me, is the We Are Impertinent.
That's in the book, too.
Oh, yeah, so, true. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, duh. So, that's... I think that's number three.
We Are Impertinent. Just the way he says it, too. Chris McCarroll is my Percy Jackson.
Did you see on the Instagrams of, like... Them trying to FaceTime
trying
each
to
other.
FaceTime. It was so
and
cute.
It was like FaceTime with
Chris McCarroll failed. FaceTime with Kristen Stokes failed.
Yeah, and he just like has the face of like what?
And so does she. It's very funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
They are my Percy Beth. So you said your number three. I'll say my number three.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, this is gonna be harder than I thought it was. I can't. There's so many books.
Yeah. No, yeah, there is.
I think just. I'm gonna say anytime he's really. I can't get too specific.
Yeah.
Oh, It's kind of a Percibeth moment, but so it's when she's cornered by Octavian and in Mark of Athena, and she drops her dagger into the water, and Percy catches it, and he pops up, and he's like, "You dropped this."
Yeah.
I love how he just like.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like, my girlfriend needs me.
Yeah. I think.
This is very
stressful. Like the moment in Sea of Monsters where he's like talking with Nico about and like Nico's showing him his card.
You mean Titan's Curse,
sorry. I jumped from my number 1 to my number 2. And Titan's Curse, my bad. And he's just like Percy's trying to be like, "Yeah, these are cool." And like,
yeah, he's trying to be a good like brother figure. Almost.
Yeah, and I think I like that moment because it's like the start of that whole story. But yeah. Okay, how about you?
Oh my gosh, I really should have thought this through. This is my idea too.
Yeah,
I had a 3-hour car ride where I could have thought about this. It's been a while since I've read some of the other books.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think. So many of these are Percibeth moments, but I think I'm just going to have to exclude those for now. But I love, I don't want to spoil Trials of Apollo for you.
Or
Magnus Chase. You haven't read Magnus Chase.
I've read the first Magnus Chase.
So in the third Magnus Chase, Percy's little sister has been born, and just seeing him as like this big brother figure, is really sweet. But I think it's tied... It's tied with the dark Percy moments because I think they're so intense and interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll read those in a second.
Okay, we'll read these.
Okay, Brayden, what's your number one?
My number one is all. Okay, I feel like total fraud forgetting his name. The Percy's Cyclops brother.
Tyson,
thank you.
You're fine.
Okay. The change that he had throughout all of Sea of Monsters, where he was not accepting of Tyson and then he became accepting of Tyson. I love that. That's one of my favorites.
My number one moment was when he wasn't a drug dealer. just kidding. I think my number one moment is when he turns down immortality. Can you think of a more baller move than to go, nope.
Yeah.
How many other heroes do you think, honestly, do you think like Annabeth would have done the same?
I don't think she would have. I think
her hubris is too strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Grover would have taken it.
You think Grover would have taken immortality?
Yeah,
well,
he could have
been
Pan.
The new god. He found Pan.
He found, well, yeah.
Yeah, and but like, he could have been the new, like, nature god.
Yeah.
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 So let's... we think Annabeth would have taken it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can talk more about that later. But so I asked on Twitter, what are everyone's favorite Percy moments?
Yeah. So Exquisite Willy 1 says, I've said it once and I'll say it again, when he blew up Mount St. Helens. Or, like, the moments that just show how scary powerful he is.
He is very scary powerful. It is very true.
Yeah. Groovy Owl says, the moment he said no thanks, my mom decided don't take curses from strangers when he was facing the...
Arai,
thank you, in the House of Hades.
Any sassy Percy moment is just great.
Our friend Ray says the ending battle of the fifth book. It was one of my favorite literary fights I've ever read.
I would also agree.
Ray also has
told Ray to read this.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can read it on air.
Yeah.
Ray also messages the fan fiction. It was my sex ed.
Y'all are freaky in your fan fictions, okay? I've had a lot of free time this summer, and I've just been, like, browsing fan fiction, and my eyes have seen some true horrors.
Ugh.
Okay.
Okay.
Not seen, but you get what I mean.
Envisioned in your mind.
So, happy birthday, Percy
Jackson.
Happy
birthday.
I can't say it anymore.
Happy 26th.
Brayden, can you think of any other, like, Percy Jackson-related news we might not have said? I don't know if there's anything about the musical. It's been a pretty uneventful week.
Yeah.
And, like, Percy Jackson.
Yeah.
His birthday's tomorrow, but it's also National Fajita Day, so, like, really.
Yeah.
It's just another day.
But, like, what about, like, the musical? What's up with the musical? I mean, it's the tour ended.
The tour ended.
Is it going anywhere else?
I don't know. That'd be pretty cool, you
know,
say if it went to Broadway.
Yeah, it would be really cool if it went to Broadway.
It would be really cool if it went to Broadway.
Yeah.
It's going to Broadway! R.I.P. headphones.
Yeah, really. I'm sorry.
We're so excited.
So
they're being so cryptic, and then they're like, we're done. We're not going to come back unless something's happening with the show. And then a week later,
they
tweeted a Mushu gif. I'm alive!
I didn't see that.
You didn't? Yeah, that's they tweeted a Mushu gif.
I love that.
And
honestly,
then,
whoever is in charge of their social media, which I think is Chris, I'm gonna say
it's gotta be Chris McCarroll.
Is he not? No. Oh my God,
Kristen.
Yes.
Possibly.
Stokes, right?
Yes.
Okay, I was thinking in my head Kristen Stokes, but I'm like, no, that's Ali Stroker.
A talented goddess.
Goddess of a human. But yeah, no, it's coming to Broadway.
It's going to Broadway for a limited run starting in September.
Hannah, we have to go see it.
I am aware that we have to go see it.
Winter
tickets
break.
Are super cheap, you guys. They're making it super available for everyone. I mean,
we
it's hard
to
get
go.
In New York.
And we have to wear our Demipod shirts.
We do.
We have to.
We have to.
It's over our winter break.
And then, yeah, it is. I'm aware. I have a place to stay in New York.
We have to go.
Even
if we will road trip.
We will. No,
yeah.
We will. I don't mind. I really don't.
I don't mind either.
Really
we're doing
don't
it.
Mind.
We're doing it.
I really don't. Yes, did I fly down to see it in Tampa? Absolutely. Was that enough?
No.
I don't see it on Broadway.
I saw it in Chicago.
Do you know what this means?
What?
Original Broadway cast album.
No, I don't think so.
Because they're going to record an OBCR? They have original cast recording.
Yes, and I think they're going to stick with that. Like what SpongeBob did. Because SpongeBob didn't record a new album.
But I feel like, since it's on Broadway, do you think they'll do anything to make it different?
That's what I'm wondering, because, like...
Make it longer?
I hope so. But, like, I don't know.
Add, take the weight.
Start the hashtag.
Add it back.
That's what I wanted to discuss. Like, are they going to change anything?
Who's in the cast?
Do you think they're going to announce on Percy's birthday?
Oh my gosh, how many hours? We currently have a few more hours.
We have a few more hours.
We're going to be together when they announce this, if they do announce it, on Percy's birthday.
Yeah.
And we're going to lose our cool.
Yes. Which, ooh.
What?
Real question.
Hmm.
George. Or
He's doing something in California. George is doing a Little Shop of Horrors.
But is it the same time?
I believe so.
Is it? Hold on. I want to check that.
So.
Because.
If George Salazar came back, what
but
if
like,
they split it? But they could split, like... Switch every night, like one night one of them will play
that's
Mr.
too expensive
D, but
that's too expensive to pay them both.
I could say one of them could be Mr. D and one of them could be Grover, and then they could switch.
I don't think that would get too expensive.
Yeah.
George,
I mean, I'd do any role for free.
Broadway,
if you would like
Broadway
MXC
Little Shop. Okay, here we are. When are the
my friend
dates?
Is super close. She's gonna go see it.
Yeah,
she's super close.
Yeah, I'm new to... Okay.
September 17th, so he would not be in the Broadway.
Okay, so George is... Okay.
Jarrell.
I hope so. He better be.
Can you plug this in, please?
Yeah.
Jarrell! Jarrell, what are you up to? He just opened a show, like a workshop. Kristen just closed something. Kristen just closed something, fairly certain. But Jarrell just opened something.
Well, isn't also Kristen working with some festival?
Yeah, with like theater something. Kids. I don't know.
Yeah. Because she does a lot of theater education work.
She does, because she's a rock star.
She is. By the way, if any one of you wants to be on this podcast and like guest host with us,
Kristen? Hey, look, I'm touching this book that you touched. Look, their signatures are on this book.
I'm grabbing the program.
These future Broadway stars. Stars of Broadway.
We don't know that. Okay, hold on. So, Dreamcast, though, if we had to, if like anyone was replaced. Yeah.
I don't.
Aha.
It's so pretty.
It's. I think Christmas Carol is a safe bet for.
Christmas Carol is a safe bet for Percy to stay Percy.
I think if any, we're gonna cast anyone to be like a star name, it would be Percy's mom and others.
Someone was thinking that Carrie I don't know how to pronounce it.
Carrie Carmelo?
No, Carrie, like the original Sally, might come back.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. But I don't think Sarah Beth will come back.
You don't think so?
I hope
she does. Because that's like a perfect.
She's. Oh my god. Because
when you're talking about Broadway casting, you want to talk about star names a lot. Because that's happening more and more.
Mm-hmm. So, everyone in that cast, even on the tour, I feel like should stay.
Yeah.
In my heart of hearts.
I feel like they should, but they're. Are they? I hope so.
I don't want them to replace with like a big Broadway name, like an already Broadway name.
But I feel like they're going to drop some name. Like, some one of the characters.
Jeremy Jordan.
As who?
As Chiron!
He's too young!
Jeremy Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, wait, going back to...
Dayton Matarazzo as Grover.
Oh.
You know from Stranger Things?
Yeah.
I love
who
him.
Who just played Jack in
Into my friend
the Woods.
Saw that!
Anna Brett, yeah.
No, I have a different friend who saw it.
Anna Brett saw it as
Yeah,
well.
I know.
Yeah.
Our friends who can go to California.
Yeah. Well, Anna Brett bust there.
That woman, I tell you.
That
okay.
Woman. Yeah. But no, I feel, okay, I'm trying to think of, like, because, like, Sally's, the Percy's mom, Sally, and...
Shoshana Bean.
I hope they keep it a person of color.
Me too.
I
now
hope
that,
so.
Yeah.
So,
I'm throwing out names I know.
Yeah.
Audra McDonald.
I was going to think
Audra
McDonald. She's in another show right now, but is it closing? It might, because it was a limited run. I don't know. But I feel like... If any role was gonna have a name, big name, that's gonna be the role.
That's the role.
Yeah, I feel.
Not saying that the touring cast, which I'm really bad at names, I'm gonna look up.
Yeah. My playbill.
That because the touring cast, Sally, amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's amazing. And like, I hope they have the original cast.
It was.
Yeah.
Ooh. Jalen Steele, and then Tisha Von Stewart was who I saw as Sarah, as a Clarice.
Clarice, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so tired. Yeah, Broadway, you guys.
Broadway.
And I read an article saying that they didn't think it was going to do well because it's by the same people who wrote Be More Chill.
Yeah.
And Be More Chill did not do well. But hear me out. Be More Chill is not a kid-friendly show. It's not. There's swearing, there's drug use, there's sex, there's drinking.
It's a high school show.
It's a high school show.
Yeah.
Can you think... of any Broadway shows on right now that have no language and that are for families geared toward kids but don't involve princesses.
Okay, I was gonna say,
think
like,
about this.
Any of the Disney Broadway shows.
I mean,
shows.
We have Disney Broadway shows, but they're all princess shows right now.
Lion King.
Well, Lion King, yep.
Wicked.
Can you really, but is Wicked, like, it's not really geared toward
Wicked,
kids.
But Wicked is family.
It's family, now but family. It's not like a, like, I think Percy Jackson could do very well on Broadway because it's a family show.
Yeah.
You could take your whole family to see it. It's not going to have language and it's not going to, your little boys, my brothers don't want to sit through a princess show.
No.
So there are many other, like, I'm not trying to, like, gender stereotype.
Yeah.
But personally, my brothers would not want to sit through a princess show.
No.
I mean, they would. Like Noah would because he's a theater kid.
Yeah.
But Isaiah, he'd like Frozen because he likes Frozen. But like Anastasia, it's not on there anymore. But I don't know if he'd like it as much.
Yeah.
And my brother Caleb wouldn't go sit through a princess show.
Yeah.
You know? There aren't really any, like. I don't want to gender it, but girly, almost. Yeah. You know?
When you think of family, you almost think of more feminine.
Yes.
And this is a very... And it's more masculine? I wouldn't say it's completely masculine.
I mean,
masculine.
I feel bad, like, gendering it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to say that this is a family show for everyone. It's an action show.
It's a good,
it's got
neutral
sword fighting.
Yeah. And it's got kick-ass women as
well as
men.
It's basically got everything without overdoing it.
Which, do you think that's why they chose a limited run over the holiday season? So that
Absolutely. I think it'll draw in a really big crowd.
Oh yeah.
But I think it's a perfect show to stay on Broadway because it's geared toward everyone, and it's meant for, I mean, Percy has ADHD and dyslexia, and how often do you see that represented on stage?
Not
very often.
No.
So, and you don't, you know, it's empowering, and it's, it's not a, quote, girly show.
Yeah.
So, because a lot of the family shows I can think of are girly.
Yeah.
I'm doing really big air quotes.
Yeah.
I mean, besides, like, Lion King.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
Still. Aladdin.
But Aladdin's got, I don't know.
Yeah. But no, I definitely agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's my pitch to get it to stay longer.
I'm happy that it has a limited run,
mm-hmm.
but only because I think all Broadway should have limited runs. Very unpopular opinion here. We can talk about this more off mic. But, like, my personal opinion, every Broadway show should have a limited run.
I don't disagree, but I feel like...
It would ruin...
I have a whole... We lack creativity.
Yeah.
Because we cut the arts in schools. That's my mom and I's, like, biggest complaint with life.
Yeah. My whole thing is, like, Broadway has become very, like, commercial, and it's all about making the big money. If we have everything be a limited run with, like, limited... extension possibility,
mm-hmm.
we cut that commercialism and we keep it about the arts.
Yeah.
And then also we have more shows. Like, for example, the past Tonys only had two shows up for revival. We could also have way more shows that could be on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Be More Chill could have been on Broadway way earlier. Think of all the amazing off-Broadway, all the amazing regional theater that mm-hmm. happens. There could be more transfers happening.
Yeah.
But... For another time. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Should we get on with these chapters?
Is that all the news?
I mean, that's the biggest news.
That's the only thing that matters in our world.
Really? You say Broadway to us and we will not shut up.
Yep.
We won't.
No, we won't.
We should do a big group meetup in New York. I don't know how many of you are from New York.
I don't know.
I would much like...
If you were from New York... Message us on Instagram or Twitter.
We should have, like, you know, in... Well, you were homeschooled.
Yeah.
But you know how, like, sporting events have, like, themes?
Yeah.
Like, whiteout or blackout?
Yeah.
Like, where everyone wears white on one side and the other team, like, head-to-toe in black. Mm-hmm. We should an orange out for the Lightning.
I like that.
Everyone show up in an orange
shirt. Or we just all cosplay.
You know, I'm down for that, too.
Yeah. No, we'll just... If there's enough people that are in New York or going to New York to see this or are willing to go to with us... Or, like, around the same dates as us. Well, this will be a discussion.
I'm just gonna wear a towel and call it a toga.
Toga party in Times Square.
Toga party!
While
Times
it's in...
Square, toga party.
Oh my god, that would be so
cold. Okay, I know you wanted to talk about this, but can we talk about the clue? The one clue them going to Broadway?
With the Twitter number
neighbor?
So
the number neighbor was Reeve Carney as Orpheus. And
which...
guess what?
I did not understand that was Reeve Carney, like, seeing him, his face. I didn't get mm-hmm. it until the news was announced. I'm like, that was Reeve.
It's funny, because they're number neighbors, and now they are real neighbors. It's gonna be right across from Hadestown, you guys.
Yeah, which, by the way, RIP the prom. We love
prom. Oh, I loved
prom.
The prom. I
yes.
saw the prom. I loved it.
Yeah, we love the prom. We love the representation.
My favorite choreography I've ever seen.
Casey Nicola, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Did he win best choreography?
I don't think so. Maybe? I think Hadestown did. It's also very good.
Yeah.
Didn't get to see it, but maybe if we go to New York to
maybe
see Lightning Thief, we can
York.
Just bebop across the street
just
to see Hadestown.
So, just see so many Greek mythology things.
Hercules won't be on the same
won't
time.
Won't be on. Or maybe it will be extended. Who knows?
Hercules? Honey, you mean
Hercules!
Hercules. chapters are we about talking chapters. About today?
We're talking about chapters 12 through 15 today. The chapters that include lots of traveling and lots of dreams. Hannah, I have a special request. Can you take chapter 15? Because I was right in the middle of it when you arrived.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your honesty.
I'll take chapters 12 and 13.
This is a little bit of a disclaimer, you guys, but I read this, like, a month ago.
Oh, yeah, because we haven't really recorded for a while. Yeah.
Braden had a really, really cool theater thing going on.
I produced a play.
He produced a play.
For, by the way, a theater company that we are both a part of.
Yes.
And so, which I need to talk to you about after. Anyway. So, chapter 12.
Would you like to start?
Yes. Well, I'm just gonna make editing
chapter
notes.
Is called... Would you like to take it away with this chapter then?
Yes. This chapter is called, We Get Advice from a Poodle.
Different from the play.
Different from the musical.
They get advice from a squirrel. Still very funny.
Still very funny.
Still very funny.
Yeah. I wonder why they changed it.
So that, Clarice could go, beep,
beep, beep, beep. To utilize her
it
squirrel
impression.
It makes
more sense. See, you have to explain the poodle, but you don't have to explain the squirrel.
That makes sense.
Yes.
All right. So, the chapter starts off with, we were pretty miserable that night. It's raining. They're, like, camping out in the woods. It's
not my favorite.
As an Eagle Scout, it is my favorite. It's just kind of miserable. And they've taken some things from Auntie Em's, but, like, only in, like, the bare essentials, basically. And it's night, they're sleeping, and they're taking turns...
guarding.
Guarding, yes.
Because... they're 12-year-olds.
They're 12, yeah. Yeah, but they're also fending for their lives.
No adult
at
supervision.
We're lost in the woods somewhere in New Jersey. Yep.
Yep.
And so Grover and Percy are both up, and they're kind of fighting over who's going to take charge and everything. Which, by the way, my first note is Grover says something. Here, where is it?
Oh, is it the... I think we're thinking about the same thing.
In the sky, you can't even see the stars. They flew to the sky. It's a terrible time to be a satyr. Oh, yeah,
don't
I guess
litter.
You'd be... I guess you'd be an environmentalist. Only a human wouldn't be. Your
Burn.
Species is clogging up. Rick Riordan, I have... What do I have written? Only the humans wouldn't be. At people, Grover, tea!
Grover's giving you the tea, the shade, and the pink lemonade right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Do not litter.
Don't litter. Be nice to the earth.
Ugh.
Yeah. And so then we get a kind
Pam,
of...
Pam, like... I'll never find Pam. Pam? Like the cooking spray? Tartar.
No.
Like the fish sauce?
Like the...
Percy, learning that not all words are the same.
This is the moment that I realized a very good usage of a common trope in books. Which is, if you have a character who is clueless, you can have your other characters explain a lot to this clueless character, which means you explain a lot to the audience without it being super, like, expository?
Yeah.
Right?
So, like,
is that the word? I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. So, like, in Lost Hero, it's Leo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They have one of those for each book. It's Percy again in Son of Neptune because he lost his memory.
Yeah.
And it's Percy in all the other books, too.
It's Percy in all of the other books,
my
yeah.
favorite, sorry, side note. You know when they're talking about their, like, astrology signs, and
yeah.
Percy goes, I'm a Leo. And Leo goes, no, I'm a Leo, you're a Percy. Sorry. That's one of my favorite Percy moments, even though it's really a Leo moment.
Love it. Okay.
Okay, continue. I'll stop interrupting you.
So now we get a kind of an explanation of what Pan is and kind of the journey of all these centaurs that, not centaurs, satyrs, like, go on to find their lost god of the wilderness who has disappeared 2,000 years ago. And there's a sailor that's, like, heard a voice saying, like, the god Pan is dead. And the satyrs are like, nah, man, we don't believe that. And they go out to try and find
mm-hmm.
Pan. And
no one
has come back.
I drew a lot of parallels to the... to the quest for the Athena Parthenos.
Yeah.
Like, all these Athena kids don't come back.
Yeah. Oh, where is it? It's also, and my next note is, where is it? So they're talking about Pan and everything, and they're talking about how, Percy's, like, kind of asking Grover, like, why do that if no one has returned? Like, Grover's dad didn't return this, his
mm-hmm.
uncle, who we just saw.
Well, we
found his uncle. But, like, obviously died and everything, and it's like, why do this? Where is it? Hold on. Where is this quote? I think it's on the third page of the chapter.
But you still want to go.
Okay. He still wants to go because it's the kind of the satyr's only purpose with the world kind of being littered and being horrible and, like, with people being awful.
For Grover's sake. Yeah. And for the sake of everyone else living on this planet, pick up the garbage.
Pick up the garbage.
Clean the oceans.
Don't litter for Grover. Yeah.
Yes. Grover Underwood 2020.
Yes. Would be a better president than our current.
Oh, that's the real tea.
That's the real tea. But this is piping hot.
It's Thanksgiving today. We don't do politics today.
But Grover has the line that says, "Look, Percy, I'm not as smart as Annabeth. I'm not as brave as you."
Wrong.
Yeah, wrong. But this also immediately, my first thought when I read this was Hogwarts houses.
Oh.
So have we discussed sorting? Have we discussed sorting the three of them? I don't know.
Not the three of them. Grover's a Hufflepuff.
Okay, this is the discussion I wanted to have, and we'll. And if you want more of this kind of discussion, comment and message us on Instagram.
If you're really
and
sick and tired of the Harry Potter, like my brother Caleb, he's like, you know, you are a Percy Jackson podcast, not a Harry Potter podcast.
But like, we also love both. So
And there's interesting parallels to draw. I mean,
yeah,
I honestly think Percy Jackson could have been as big of a series as Harry Potter if it had gotten the same attention.
And also, if you look at the tropes and storylines, you can see a lot of inspiration from the Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And also with a lot of other YA books. But anyway, absolutely. I want to sort the three of them.
Okay.
So I know, and I want us to not be obvious. Let's really think about this.
Yeah.
Let's pull a Thomas Sanders and Brizzy Voices, if you've seen those videos where they sort Disney characters.
Yeah. So let's go over some traits maybe for everyone. Yeah. So we've got Grover first. Grover is...
So he's loyal. He says here that he's pretty good at reading emotions. That's like
he's
the next sentence.
He's the sorting hat.
Oh my god, you just have Grover sitting on you.
You just have Grover sit on your lap like you're Santa Claus. Grover's like, okay. So you're moody, you brood a lot, but you kind of want to kick puppies. Slytherin. I'm kidding, I love Slytherin.
Yeah. Okay. So
yeah, reading emotions. I'd say he's a protector.
He's brave in that sense.
Yeah, and brave, he'd put himself before others.
Hey, I would say...
who led the Golden Trio on a quest? Harry.
But, I picture Grover a lot like a Neville. A Neville Gryffindor.
Yeah, he is. He's kind of a Neville. That's a really, really good... And Neville's really into herbology.
Yeah.
I'd say Grover's a Gryffindor.
Grover's a Gryffindor.
He's one of those that you're like, oh, you're a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
I feel like there's the biggest Gryffindor-Hufflepuff divide. Yeah. I feel like that's the thinnest line, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because there's loyalty, which is a strong Hufflepuff trait, but I feel like loyalty and bravery.
Yeah.
Because if you're loyal to someone, you would put your life before theirs.
I think it depends on why you're loyal to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And, if it's, a friendship loyalty or, a pride loyalty. And I feel like Grover is... No, but he's not he does have some pride, I think, in finding Pam.
He has some pride in finding Pam, but he's not boastful about it. And I feel like when you get boastful about it, that's actually a Slytherin thing. If you're doing it for you versus the good of someone else. And I feel like it's... I honestly hate Hogwarts houses. I love them, but I feel like you can't determine someone at the age of 11.
No.
You really can't.
No.
Grover, you can talk more about... But Harry Potter at the age of 11, he's probably still thinking all this is made up. What is magic? Yeah. Am I drugged?
From Percy.
I knew you were going to say that. So we're pretty solid on Grover being a Gryffindor.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Annabeth.
I have feelings.
What are your feelings? I think, feel like we might have the same
feelings.
She's
a Slytherin.
I think she's... Okay, as a Ravenclaw, I think she's a Ravenclaw.
I feel like her hubris is what makes her a Slytherin. Because remember in Sea of Monsters when the sirens were showing her, but maybe it's her ability to hold that back that would make her more of a Ravenclaw.
That's why I'm
But.
Because also, Ravenclaws are really known for being creative, and she is really creative architecturally.
But Slytherins are so ambitious. They're so ambitious. They're the get it done people. They're the make a plan, do it.
Yeah.
I feel like the strategy... She's a Hatstall. She's a hands-down Hatstall.
Yeah.
She's a tie between Gryffindor, Ravenclaw, and Slytherin, but Ravenclaw and Slytherin being the two forefront.
I don't see her being at all Gryffindor.
I just feel like that's the clear one to put her in.
Yeah.
Because she is brave.
Yeah.
She's... But Hermione is so smart, and she's not a Ravenclaw.
Yeah, but Hermione, I don't know. Yeah, I don't...
Yeah, this is why you can't put people in boxes.
But it's fun. It's fun to label people, right? Yeah. Totally. No, I'm joking. Completely joking.
Don't label people.
Don't label people.
As we're labeling
them. As we're labeling the three of them. Okay.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. No, okay, I agree with you.
You think she's a Slytherin?
Yeah.
And I love Slytherins.
Yeah.
People always give Slytherins a bad rap. But the thing is, I think most Slytherins go, quote, evil, because there's nothing happening on the other side. So they want to go where something's happening and something's getting done, and usually that's the people with the... Because I feel like bad people don't think they have bad intentions.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Voldemort's a terrible racist. He's racist against wizards.
Yeah.
And probably against, you know, like...
Oh, yeah,
he's totally racist against humans.
He hates all muggles, all the same.
He hates everyone.
Yeah.
But does he think he's doing wrong? Because he genuinely thinks he's right.
Yeah. He doesn't think he's doing wrong at all.
Yeah. And people, you don't think you're doing wrong when you are really doing wrong.
Yeah.
So that's why Slytherins get a bad rap. But they're just getting it done. They're getting what they think needs to be done.
Yeah.
So I think,
okay.
Based on the scene in Sea of Monsters where she sees everything she wants and the fact that her fatal flaw is pride, I think she's a Slytherin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, Percy.
Oh, thank you for saving this one. I didn't want to do this one first.
I think Percy's a Hufflepuff.
Thank you. Yep, he's a Hufflepuff.
He's a Hufflepuff. Like, I'm sorry. He is. Though, Hufflepuffs aren't sassy. That's why I'm like, Percy's either a Hufflepuff or a Slytherin.
Okay, I wrote down Hufflepuff, but now I'm thinking of Dark Percy.
He's either a Hufflepuff or a Slytherin.
Where he's like, humans are 70% water. Let me see if I can kill you with the water inside you.
Yeah.
What?
No, okay. Actually, because my original thought that he was Slytherin, then I thought of, like, he's a Hufflepuff.
I think Percy is a Hufflepuff.
Yeah. So if the Sorting Hat was judging Percy, he would be a Hufflepuff.
He's just trying to help his mom. That's the only reason he's doing this. It's for his mom. He's so loyal to his mom.
And maybe Hufflepuffs have a moment of weakness here and there.
There's gotta be a bad Hufflepuff. Like, a bad seed Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even like Cedric Diggory like was against Harry for a little bit in the book.
Cedric wasn't always very nice to Harry.
No.
So,
okay,
Hufflepuff. I think there's room for discussion later on, but then I would also say Annabeth is not full of as much hubris later on.
Yeah.
Because I think I could talk about older Percy and Annabeth so much.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, I read a lot of fan fiction, but a lot of the starting to think Luke was maybe right vibe.
Oh.
That I kind of sense, but I feel like definitely there's going to be a point in later books. I really do feel like there's going to be a big book where everyone comes together, where Percy and Annabeth, they're just going to be like, we are done. We're not helping.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to try and get rid of the gods, but they're just done.
Yeah.
Like, they, you can't expect these kids to do all this.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't say that she's a Slytherin because it wouldn't be for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
They're so complex.
They are.
You can't put people in boxes. Anyways, what's your Hogwarts house?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm a full-blooded Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
So, which, by the way, notice that we didn't put anyone into Ravenclaw, which is often the case. No one's a Ravenclaw.
I feel like no one really is a Ravenclaw.
The only
That's
Ravenclaws...
That's the least one I hear.
The only two Ravenclaws that are mentioned, like, as main characters in the book are Luna and Cho Chang.
Cho Chang.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to say this right now. Rachel is a Ravenclaw.
Oh, Rachel's hands down Ravenclaw.
I'm claiming her now. I'm just saying her right now so that we have, like, the full spectrum of all
Jason
four of
Grace
them.
Jason Grace is a Ravenclaw. I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But so just so that it's even, I'm just going to say
yep,
it. Okay,
yep,
good.
Okay,
cool.
Okay,
we played
we
a little game.
We were in chapter
12. Yeah.
If you disagree, let us know.
Yes. And also, if you want us to sort more characters into Hogwarts houses,
absolutely,
let us know.
That could be a
because that's fun.
Yeah. We want to know if you like it or not.
It's opened a lot of doors to
just
discussions.
Just if you don't like it, please be nice.
And if you don't like it, just...
Please be nice about
skip
it.
Skip through it, yeah. So, Percy goes to sleep, and we get Percy's first dream within this four chapters, which is... Like
am
three
I
of them.
Am I dreaming?
Yeah, and he's like, he sees a pit. Oh, people in the hallway are just
Excuse
laughing.
Me, recording a podcast.
Yes, in this pit, and he hears a voice going like, "Little hero, you're weak, you're young, but I can give you what you want." And like, he sees a like an image of his mom kind of appear, and he's like feeling like he's being pulled away from the pit, almost, and like all this kind of stuff. And then he wakes up to someone shaking him. Oh,
one
do you
second.
Have something to say?
Sally Jackson's a Ravenclaw.
I'll take her.
Okay.
I'll take her, yes.
Yep.
The best character in the whole dang
oh, so
books.
Oh, Paul. Paul.
Yeah.
Gabe is a squid.
Gabe is the Umbridge
he's,
of
he's,
the series.
Gabe is Umbridge. The, I'd say Mr. D is kind of Umbridge.
No, Mr. D is,
Filch.
Filch.
Filch, okay,
no,
sorry.
No, not Filch. No, I'm thinking Flitwick. Nope. Filch. Yeah,
yep,
you're
yep,
right.
Yep,
Filch.
Yep, yep. We're done.
We're okay,
done.
We're
this
done.
Is not Pottercast.
Yep. And Percy wakes up, and Grover has this poodle. And the poodle's name, Grover says, is Gladiola.
Oh, that poor poodle.
Poor poodle. No wonder it ran Maybe away. Gladiola. Because it ran away. It ran away, and there's a reward for bringing the poodle back. And the poodle's like, you know what, I'll help you, Grover. We're friends, we're both animals, kind of. Because, of course, the three of them are, like, looking for money to go to L.A. So the poodle's like, I'll go back to my home, you can collect the reward. And then, like, they buy train tickets, and go all the way to Denver, which is about as far as they can go.
Musical similarity moment. Percy, I'm not saying hello to a pink poodle.
I'm not saying hello
Percy,
to a...
Percy, I said hello to the poodle. You say hello to the poodle.
Yeah. Yeah. Why did they change it to a
squirrel? Tell the
squirrel
you're sorry. It's easier to explain a squirrel. You can't explain a poodle.
But it doesn't explain why the squirrel has tickets.
Why the heck not?
Like, okay.
Probably fine. Bit someone's ankles. The person dropped the tickets. The squirrel was like... Nya, 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 nya.
Wait, the squirrel was like, what?
Nya, 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 nya.
Can someone make that a ringtone for me?
Every time I get a text. Nya, 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 nya. You're welcome.
Yay! Okay. So, going on to chapter 13 then. And do you have any last things for chapter 12?
I was gonna... I can't. I'm on the edge! That's Percy in his dream.
Are you creating
scary.
A Spotify list?
Yeah, I am. Love I'm it. Really in a... I had a lot of ice cream.
Yay! I love that.
Okay!
Okay.
And I'm very excited. I'm glad to be back with my buddy Brayden.
Yay!
Okay.
Okay.
Chapter 13. Do you want me to take this one?
Sure.
I plunge to my death. We spent 2 days on the Amtrak train, heading west through hills, over rivers, past amber waves of grain. Oh, that's very poetic.
Yeah.
I never picked up on how poetic that was.
Yeah.
So it starts, Percy gets a newspaper that's basically saying he's got a bounty. Like,
yeah.
Find this kid. This kid killed his mom. Probably. He's 12. He's very scrawny. He definitely killed his mom.
Yeah.
And he accosted several elderly female passengers. His stepfather, Gabe, has offered a cash reward for information leading to his capture. And I was wondering how much cash you think Gabe is putting on him. Like,
Enough to cover some, enough to cover gambling debts, probably.
No, it's if you turn Percy in, Gabe's gonna pay you.
Oh, JK. Probably
how
like,
much? It's like $5.
$5.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably not his money. It's probably like some neighbor.
The
He's like,
landlords.
Help me find my son. And
yeah.
That old later neighbor lady is like, here, take all my savings. It's definitely like $5. I'd say 15 at most.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for Percy. Gabe really probably couldn't care.
Yeah.
He just wants to, you know, lock Percy up, do a trial, get some money.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep dropping my bookmark. That's fine. Centaurs and lion thing on page 198. So Percy's
yes.
looking out his window and he sees some centaurs. Are they the party ponies? He sees just a bunch of them.
Hmm. Does it say like
a family
what area
of centaurs galloping
like what
across
area
a wheat
of like
field?
The country they were in?
No.
Huh.
He said a centaur waved at him, a little boy. I just always think it's the party ponies.
Yeah. I also thought of, you know, the, I don't know if you saw, so there was a meme going around of, like, what about, like, a newborn centaur of a baby whose spine isn't strong enough to hold the torso up, so it's just, like, flopping
it
around on a horse
oh, no.
body. And it makes me laugh so much. That's what I thought of when I read it.
You know what I just thought of? You
what?
Know how they have, those, it's called a whoosh. It gets fish over dams.
Yes.
The salmon cannon. I just picture Percy trying to use it. Oh my gosh. Okay,
yeah.
Let's get through this chapter. So,
yeah.
Annabeth listens to Percy's dream, and Percy goes, I won't help you. She says, who are you dreaming about? He talks about the trade his mother for the bolt, and Percy's still like, I don't have the bolt. And then Annabeth kind of tells Percy a little bit about her life, and, he asks her, what would you do if Hades had your dad, and
mm-hmm.
she goes, I leave him to rot.
Yeah.
Like, and she talks about how Annabeth's dad tried to give her back to Athena.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, I can't raise her.
Yeah.
He wanted Athena to raise her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's grown up, like, feeling not wanted.
Yeah.
Forever, which is just very, very, very sad.
Also, can we just talk about how, like, it's basically Cinder Annabeth Ella?
Cinder Annabeth Ella.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
Because, like, stepmom, two step-siblings.
Me and stepmom, yep, two step-siblings. Yep.
Cinder Annabeth Ella.
A little bit. Her stepmom treated her like a freak.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa. Yep.
Yeah.
So she still like feels some attachment to her dad though, because she keeps playing with that ring on her necklace.
Yeah.
His like class ring, his college ring.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought, I know it's a college ring, but I always kind of think that maybe it's the ring he wanted to give to Athena, because I feel like he was very much in love with her,
yeah.
but didn't want a baby.
Also, do you think that there's a part of, like, Annabeth of telling this story of, like, she's exaggerating a little bit to make herself feel better about running away?
I don't think she would actually leave her dad to rot.
No, I don't think
that. I think she wishes more than anything that her dad wanted her.
Yeah.
And I don't... It's proven in Titan's Curse that he does.
Yeah.
But it was hard, and I do think that, like, when the monsters started coming, it was probably a... Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wasn't... She wasn't allowed to play with her little brothers.
Yeah.
Not that she would have wanted to, anyways. But she ran away at 7 and found Grover and Talia. It's just a very, very sad... It's sad.
Yeah.
She wants to build something permanent. That's the note I get from this. She wants a permanent home. She wants permanence in her life.
Yeah.
Because she's always running.
That's her grand plan.
Yep. That is her grand plan. You're right. So then, there's this whole, she wants to build something like the Gateway Arch.
Yeah.
She wants to, that's where the whole build something permanent is. Have you ever been to the Gateway Arch? That's
no, I've been wanting to go to St. Louis so bad.
It's fun. I've been there.
There's a theater in St. Louis called the Muni.
I've heard of it.
It's the largest American outdoor theater.
Yeah.
And they just, they have so many, like, big names going mm-hmm. through there. I want to see a show at the Muni so
That'd
bad.
That'd be really fun.
And, like, I want to, also, the St. Louis Museum is...
It's the, under the arch, I believe. If we're thinking of the same one.
Yeah, like, where you can, like, climb all over stuff.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of a different museum, but, like, I've always wanted to go there.
It's been a while since I've been there. I stopped there on a road trip. We were going to Florida.
Yeah.
We drove to Florida. It was quite the adventure, but it's huge.
Yeah.
It's quite the arch, but I was still a Percy Jackson fan at that point. And
still, you still are now.
Well, I was, I'm actually not a fan.
Surprise!
I really just...
Fake fans.
There are a lot of little dogs at the arch. That was my observation. Lots of little dogs.
Gotcha.
And this is where they go up into the arch. And I don't know, I know Annabeth just wanted to go up there, but I feel like I would have been like, okay, I'm just gonna stay down here as... You know, Grover, if I were to say Grover, she would have been like, okay, Annabeth, you can go up, but we're going to keep the one with the big, like,
bounty
on him that the monsters want. We're going to keep him down here.
Yeah.
So chaos ensues. They separate, which is never a good plan.
Which, can we just pull lunch? So in the elevator, she, like, calls her dog Sunny, and they're, like, thinking that's weird to, like, call... Have we gotten to that? We've gotten to that, right? Did you mention
the dog?
Yeah. You mentioned it?
I said that there are a lot of little dogs. So yeah, they're in the elevator with the dog.
Yeah, and she, like, the owner lady calls the dog Sunny, and
like her son.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're like thinking that that's weird for a lady to call a dog her son. I'm like, I don't think that's weird. I call my sugar gliders my children all
I
the
call
time.
My succulent my. Child.
It's not weird.
No, I have a plant, and I'm like, my son!
Yeah.
It started raining, I had my succulent outside, and it started thunderstorming, and I tore through my house, and I screamed, my succulent! And I ran out to grab it, and my whole house heard it. And they won't leave me alone about it.
Good.
Apparently this woman looks like a blue jean blimp.
Which, I'm like, Rick Riordan, why did you describe someone like that? That kind of makes me feel uncomfortable about the way that feels a little fat-shamey,
but whatever. I feel like he's more dissing the 90s kind of style, where she's just wearing denim.
Yeah. doing the Britney Spears out of...
Yeah. Okay, those elevators are also terrifying.
I have a fear of elevators, so I would
you
never...
You would not want to go
I would
on these.
Never... Go.
And you can look down, so you're going up and you're just looking at how far down.
So, like, okay, how do the elevators on the arch work? Because it's an arch.
You
don't
go
like,
up.
Do you
like,
go through the like the leg?
Yeah.
But it's not a straight
it's an angle.
Up.
So it's
an
kind
angle.
Of like I'd say it's a little bit like you're on a Ferris wheel. And it's going,
oh,
in,
my
it's
worst
going
fear.
In a curve.
Ferris wheels are
but
my
you're
worst
more just
fear.
Going up at an angle, so you don't feel like you're curving. It's like you're going upstairs, but you're sitting. Think
that.
Of it, you know, like those little wheelchair things.
Oh,
stairs.
I hate it.
But you're in that, and it's a little circle.
I
so
hate
it really
it.
Does kind of feel like a Ferris wheel, and you can see the emergency stairs. Like, you can see how far down they go and just how many flights you're going up. It's honestly one of the worst experiences.
I hate it.
I didn't like it. I didn't love the arch. I stayed pretty far away from the windows. I was like, I don't want to look down. But, yeah, and I think ours didn't have air conditioning. And there's, like, you're always like, are we exceeding the weight limit?
Yeah. And how long does it take to get all the way up there?
5 minutes.
Oh, no.
You're in there for a while. And then they have to unload everyone.
No.
And I'm pretty sure you pass the other ones going down. If I remember right, it's only on one side. You wouldn't like it.
I would hate
you can
it so
go
much.
Look at the arch.
I will look at the arch.
You
I
can
will...
go to the museum.
Yeah.
But I didn't love the elevator portion.
I'm fine with, like, going high and, like, all that if it's, like, me climbing.
Yeah, so you'd do fine in, like, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You don't go very far up there, though. So it's not a fun elevator being... trapped with this strange woman and her dog.
Yeah.
We barely fit my family of six in there, and my little brothers were little. Mm. But so they're... Annabeth's, like, geeking out, and then it's time to go, and Percy, of course, gets stuck up there with the weird woman and her dog. I don't know why they didn't just say, okay, we'll wait up here with Percy, woman and dog, why don't you go in?
Yeah.
That would have been the logical thing to do. But Percy, 12-year-old Percy. First of all, who's a 12-year-old up there by himself?
The mist. It's all the mist.
No, I know. And Grover couldn't smell the monster because they were underground, and underground smells like monsters because they are underground. But he's a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
I love you, Grover, but...
But...
You obviously haven't spent enough time around, like, moms?
Yeah. Stranger danger.
No mom would let their kid stay up there.
But, Mom, I'm old enough. No, you're 12.
No.
You're 12.
You are 12, and this is a very weird structure we're getting you down. It's not a chihuahua. It's a chimera.
It's a chimera. It's my favorite part of the album. Hold on. I want to play the sound bit.
It's a chimera.
I'm playing this. Hold on.
That was freaky. That was scary.
It's my favorite.
Your eyes are you wary.
Okay.
Yep.
Drive.
Drive. Just drive. Stay ahead. Stay alive. This is the sing-along episode. You thought that'd be last time.
No, don't play our podcast. Don't play
it. It's a puppy. Is that chihuahua?
The chimera! And then I just leave it. I love it. She just walks away. It's one of my favorite parts of the musical.
And everybody's like, well, that was weird.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the sentence for this book. Well, that was weird.
Yeah.
So Percy gets attacked by the chimera, and there are people, like, still up in the arch.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? What
do they see? Like, what are they seeing through the
Probably
mist?
Probably some kid kicking a dog.
Okay, so in the next chapter when we discuss this, Percy sees someone on a ambulance chair.
Gurney,
thank you.
They probably saw, like, a fire or something.
Like a fire, but they also describe, like, a large dog.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, what are they seeing through the mist?
So, they must have seen the small dog's no longer small. It's a big dog, but they probably saw, like, it might talk about it later.
Yeah.
There's definitely fire, because he's on fire. Well, anyways, Percy's like, oh, I see that river down there. I'm gonna yeet myself out this window.
Yeet.
If you are the son of Poseidon, you should not fear water. Jump, Percy Jackson. Show me that the water will not harm you. Jump and retrieve your sword. Prove your bloodline. And he goes, yeah, right, I thought.
Yeah.
I'd read somewhere that jumping into water from a couple of stories up was like jumping into solid asphalt. But he has nowhere else to go, so he prays to his dad, his clothes are on fire, he's poisoned, and he splashes. Sploosh.
Sploosh. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for the next two chapters.
Yeah!
And we are back! Yes. Okay, cool. We have water now. Yay. Because it is hot in my apartment. Okay. So, next chapter is chapter 14. I become a known fugitive for selling drugs.
I have to leave. Sorry, I gotta go.
Percy Jackson's the drug dealer. Come on. So,
this is the episode where Hannah makes noises.
Yes. I mean, I hope that's every episode.
Okay, new noise each episode.
Okay. Too bad ask you in the beginning of the podcast, Hannah, what's the noise today? Okay, great.
It's too bad we can't do, like, sound bites instead of episode titles. Like, your preview for the episode is just sound bite.
Or, like, an emoji.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, you're here for chapter 14.
Chapter 14. So, he's plummeting to the water, and he's like, you might think I have, like, a revelation or something. And he's just thinking,
Hank Green tweeted that the other day. Ah!
He did.
He did. I retweeted it.
And speaking of Hank Green, we are seeing them tomorrow. And they might be doing. They might be doing a live delete this with Hank and his wife.
They are.
Well, it's either going to be delete this or Earthbones. It depends on which city they choose, because they need to record.
I think they did Earthbones at the last one.
I hope we get to delete this.
I haven't
listened
to it.
So we can discuss the Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
So he crashes into the water, there's bubbles everywhere, and he also notices, like, a lot of trash. Because people are stupid. It's disgusting in this water.
You're a terrible person if you litter in general, but if you litter in the ocean or in any body of water.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking
My bookmark fell out, which is actually a Fringe Festival card for a show that was called Which Middle Name of Philip Seymour Hoffman Are You?
That's funny.
Which, it's
Which one are you?
Well, no, it's...
Oh, that's the name of the show.
Because, so this, okay, this show was good, I saw. But, so, Philip Seymour Hoffman only has one middle name, mm-hmm. so it's a useless quiz, and it's a show about useless personality quizzes.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was just gonna say, St. Louis Arch, really pretty. The body of water next to it, not.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty gross.
Gross.
Like, it smells bad.
Yeah.
So, it's gross.
Percy then is in the water, and he's like, wait, I'm in the water, but I'm dry.
And I'm breathing.
And he, like, grabs, like, a hamburger thing, and when he touches things, they become dry, and he can, like, light fire if he's underwater, and, like, it's super funny. It's super cool, and it's just, like, awesome. Also, what's funny is, because of what I was thinking, so, I don't know if I told you this, so originally, when I was, like, little itty-bitty Percy Jackson fanboy, 14? Probably 13?
Those are the cringiest years.
Yes. I decided that I was going to write a Percy Jackson musical. And in the opening song, I mentioned that Percy stays dry underwater. I'm not going to sing it. I still remember the opening song. I'm not singing
it. Can you sing a little bit of it?
I'm not singing it. No, it's so cringy. And I'm trying to write music for something else now, so I don't want it to follow me. But
okay,
yeah, I'm
I'll
not
get it out one day.
Okay, fine. Try your hardest.
Okay.
So he's in the water. He's noticing all of this trash. Athena, the goddess of trash.
Athena, the goddess of trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah. And he's like, and then he like starts to like hear a voice that kind of sounds like his mother.
Telling him basically to
what do you
say? I think it's just a voice in his head kind of telling him, like, Percy, what do
you,
you say when the ocean... I keep saying it's the ocean. When you don't die.
Yeah, exactly. And so he thanks his father and for all of this.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Dad?
Dad? Question mark?
That
I mean, really, question mark.
Saved me?
Yeah, really. And then he hears the voice, which now we know that it's for sure that it's not a voice in his head. Go like, Percy, take your sword, which is, by the way, like a couple feet away in front of him. Take your sword. Your father believes in you. This is the first time he's hearing really about his father doing
thinking
anything.
About him at all.
Thinking
besides
about
claiming
him. Yeah.
Him.
Really.
Which seemed like a forced thing. Like, oh, well, I gotta do this
yeah.
now.
And he's like, where are you? To the voice in this, like, female presence in the water.
Lady of the Lake.
Lady of the Lake, yeah. And who's like, he's like, Mom? And she's like, no, I'm just a messenger, but I take, like, kind of like, but though your mother's fate is not as hopeless as you believe, go to the beach in Santa Monica. Go to the beach. And, like, this voice is just, this spirit is like, go, just keep saying, your father believes in you, and go to this beach. That's, like, really the only thing that she really says.
Mm-hmm.
She also says something about how she can't stay in this water for very long because it's foul. Don't pollute kids. And also, but right before she goes, she says one last other thing. It says, Percy, do not trust the gifts. And that's the last thing that she says before she disappears. And of course, we know what she's talking about.
I wish they would have cut off on the F. So it's like, don't trust the gifs. Like on Twitter, do you say gif or gif? Because it depends on the day for me.
I say gif.
It depends on the day.
Because you know why I say gif?
Hmm.
The creator of gifs calls them gifs.
Okay. But Percy, don't trust the GIFs.
The GIFs, don't trust the GIFs. Like the office GIFs. Yeah,
don't
so...
Don't be fooled by the pink. That's another thing.
Oh, wow.
It's late, you guys. It's almost officially Percy's birthday in our time.
Oh, my God, yeah, we have...
An hour and 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, we have to have a countdown.
Yeah, we'll re-record. we'll stop. Because I don't know if you guys want another hour and 10 minutes of content.
Yes. Obviously. They want longer episodes. That's something that we've heard them say.
Yeah. I mean, car ride content. You're welcome.
Oh my God. On our trip to New York, we should, like, podcast in the car.
You're off. Ooh. We'll just record, like, every hour, just, like, how are you feeling right now?
How are you feeling?
Don't talk to me. That's my road trip vibe. Let me stare out the window and pretend I'm in an indie movie.
I will just sleep when I'm not driving, that is. So he's like, okay, fine. And he goes out of the water, and he's like, oh, I'm, like, dry. Whoa. And there's this kid that's like, Mom, that guy just, like, got out of the river, and he's dry. And she's just like, that's nice.
It reminds me of, have you seen Stranger Things?
No.
Okay, anyway, Stranger Things season 3, for anyone who's seen it, when Holly goes, Mama, the trees are moving. And she's like, why are you watching the trees?
Don't watch nature.
Because they're watching fireworks. She's like, the trees are moving. And it's the monster.
Yeah.
I love Stranger Things.
I still haven't gone past the last episode of the first season.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. So he's trying to push through the crowd, and as he's pushing through...
Yeah, it's a little girl.
A little girl? Sorry.
But he's dry. That's
and
nice
he's,
here.
Like, hearing all of these reporters that are around him talking about kind of what happened up there, and, like, an explosion. We don't think it's a terrorist attack, yada, yada, yada.
A boy going wild. What was he doing?
I know, that's why I'm like, what did the mist make people see?
That,
I really want to
see
that.
I've got the power of God and anime
hey,
on my
side. Don't touch me. Yeah. So he finds Grover and Annabeth, and he kind of explains everything that went on with the Chihuahua Chimera. It's a chimera! My favorite, still.
That should be your ringtone.
That, no, anyway, ready? It's a chimera!
What am I supposed
then your
to
noise.
What Let's was try it this again?
Let's try it again. It's a chimera! My ringtone right there.
I don't remember what my noise was.
Like, yeah.
Ow.
Okay. So they're explaining. And they're like, oh, hey. And then they overhear, they're like, Percy Jackson might be responsible
that's
for
right,
all this.
That's right, Dan. Can I read it in my newscaster voice?
Let's do it.
Percy Jackson. That's right, Dan. Channel 12 has learned that the boy who may have caused this explosion fits the description of a young man wanted by authorities for a serious New Jersey bus accident 3 days ago. And the boy is believed to be traveling west. For our viewers at home, here's a photo of Percy Jackson.
Yeah. So they're like, we gotta yeet out of here. And they yeet.
Hop on the tractor.
Hop on the tractor. Yeah, is that even in the book?
No, I don't think they write a tractor. But you gotta.
You gotta.
Hop on the tractor.
Hop on the tractor.
Like an arrow in the road.
Yeah.
Prepare
and that leads
for
us
our road trip tomorrow for that to be the first song that I play.
I'm so ready.
Okay.
We're Instagramming that. We're gonna Instagram. Ooh.
Ooh.
So this is gonna go out on the morning of the of our road trip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna like edit this then right before we leave. Then so if you're listening to this and on the day that it goes out, hop onto our Instagram story.
Hop onto our Instagram tractor.
Yeah, hop onto our Instagram tractor and we and like join us for seeing John and Hank Green live. Okay.
Just ride. Except we probably won't be singing because it'll be in the morning and we're theater people and we don't want you to rest that early.
I mean, I'll be up for like a couple hours then.
Yeah,
so
yeah, not me. You
I'm
can
fine.
Sing.
Yeah, I'll sing.
Okay, that's just my excuse.
Yeah.
For not singing.
Okay, so chapter 15.
A god buys us cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers sound really good.
Yeah, cheeseburgers in paradise.
They're in Denver. I've been there. Cheeseburger in paradise.
Oh, I think it's been Denver.
I've also been to Denver. I have family in Denver. I really do love Denver.
Huh.
I want to live in either New York or Denver.
Denver is in
Colorado. Yep, it's the capital.
Ah.
I believe. I hope so.
You can smoke there.
You can. The devil's grass.
The devil's reefer madness.
Do not say anything about Percy.
This is where Percy gets his supplies.
Well, not at this point in time.
No, this 5 minutes until his birthday, by the way.
What time do you think it is?
Well, okay. Are we going by New York time? Because New York time is
an
hour.
Oh, New York time, you're right.
Where, like, he lives.
It would be New York time.
So it's an hour ahead. Right?
Yeah.
Or is it an hour behind?
No,
it's an hour
ahead.
Because it's the same time zone as my mom.
Yeah, New York is an hour ahead.
For Percy, it's 5 minutes until his birthday.
Ooh. So they're in Denver, they're going to try and contact Chiron, they can't use a phone, so they're going to do an iris message. So they go to a...
An IM.
I am. So they go to a car wash and they spray the thing to cause a rainbow.
Yep.
They throw the change in, and this is where we're introduced to Iris messaging, which is a huge thing. It's very convenient.
That was cut out of the movie for Skype.
They Skyped?
Yeah, they Skyped Luke to figure out how to work the shoes in the Parthenon, which wasn't in the book.
They didn't go fight the Hydra. And there's not a Hydra in the book.
Yeah. Ah, the movie!
They have to get the jewel from the top of the fake Parthenon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the jewels.
The jewels.
That were in the book.
Yeah. The jewels. Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm like, my heartbeat, I can feel it being really fast because I'm just really angry. You ever think about how bad these, are you choking? You got ice in your mouth?
I had ice. I was going to chew ice, but then I'm like, okay. By the way, speaking of the movie, when we're done with this book, we are going to live stream a movie.
Are we
going
to live stream it, or are we going to record our reactions to it?
I think we're going to live stream it so
we can
talk.
Do both.
We
so
can
that
do both.
If people miss it, they can.
And then we'll edit it down and post it.
Yeah, we probably have to watch it with our headphones in so we don't get copyrighted by now Disney.
No, actually.
Oh, really?
Because it counts. So there's a kind of a loophole in copyright that if you're commenting on things, it counts as like news journalism.
Sick. Well.
So that's why a lot of like the commenting YouTube channels, like Dave Gonzalez, I think that's what his name.
Danny Gonzalez,
like he does a lot of like commenting
that's
stuff.
True.
That's how he's able to get away with it.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah. Fun fact.
So they don't Skype. They Iris message because that's how you can't use technology. You're doing it. Okay. So Luke, his scarred face broke into a grin. Is that Annabeth too? And Annabeth's like trying to fix the fact that she's all grungy looking. You know, when someone knocks on your door and you like haven't showered in 3 days and you're like, there's someone here.
Or like you not looking at, like not caring how you look and you see something super, super attractive and you're like, this is how I look?
This is what I look like right
no!
now?
No!
Cool. Okay.
Great.
You look at yourself in a picture that you took with someone and you're like, that's what I looked like? So they tried to call Chiron.
Yeah.
And Luke's there conveniently and someone pulls up and they're like, their bass is blasting, so Annabeth goes over to take care of it. She's a 12-year-old girl coming up to talk to these guys in their car.
Yeah.
Being really intense. She probably pulled her knife out on them, if we're being honest. But Luke is talking to Percy about how people are starting to take sides at camp. Have you heard the cut song from the musical? Where it's Luke, Clarice,
Pick a Side?
Pick a Side.
Pick a Side, Take a Side?
It's one of those. It's good.
I think it's Take a Side.
It's great.
Well, maybe not Pick a Side, because it's Take Your Weight. Take the Weight. Sorry.
Pick a Side?
What is it? Choose a Side?
Anyways, look it up. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, that's basically what it's describing. Like, the Ares, Apollo, Aphrodite are backing Poseidon. Athena's backing Zeus, because that's how it goes. So, Luke is trying to convince Percy that Hades took the bolt. You know, it's Hades. Guy, don't trust Hades.
Yeah.
And he talks about the flying shoes, and he's like, they fit in everything. He's like, really interested in the flying shoes.
You have them, right?
Hey, look what time it is.
Ah, it's one more minute. Ah, it's Percy Jackson's birthday.
Happy birthday to Percy. Percy, it's your birthday in New York. It's Yay. My birthday right now. Woo. Where we are, but it's your birthday in New York.
Yeah, I mean, when you're listening to this on the first day, it'll be already his birthday, but
it
right now.
It could be like 2 months later, but at this moment in time, Brayden and I are witnessing Percy's New York birthday.
Happy birthday, Percy.
You lived past 12.
Yeah.
Okay. That was fun.
Okay, fun little
got
celebration.
Got a little exercise and I was bouncing around.
Yeah.
Where was that? Do the shoes fit? Make sure the shoes fit. Did you tie the shoes tight enough? They haven't done anything weird. It'd be weird if they did something weird now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There's nothing weird going on with the shoes. Very.
Iris message.
Oh my gosh. That's
so
kind of funny.
On my TV, there's like
a
slideshow of like different artwork.
Rainbow.
Now it's something that kind of, like a rainbow right now.
Rainbow.
So it's like Iris message.
Sign. Search for their sign.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and then this this motor, they go to the diner, and then this motorcycle pulls up, and it looks like the leather on it is skin. Like, white.
Human skin.
He says,
skin.
Well, Caucasian human skin.
Yes.
Pro, this guy on the bike would have made pro wrestlers run for mama.
Yeah.
He's a scary looking dude. I wonder who it could be.
Who could it be?
So it's Aries?
No way.
Percy gives him attitude, Annabeth's like, maybe don't. And then Aries is like, it's fine. These kids are funny. And he's like, you're Clarice's dad and all this. And he buys them dinner.
Yeah. Can I say something about
that? Yeah.
So, he buys them dinner, and, like, when he gives the waitress drachmas, the waitress is like, this isn't right. And Aries, like, pulls a knife on the waitress.
Yeah.
And then he says something, and I'm just going to use, because you have your book open.
It'd be...
I think it's on this page. Are you kidding? I love this country. Best place since Sparta. Don't you carry a weapon, punk? You should. Dangerous out the world out there. Which brings me to my... I'm like, I just read that. I'm just like, if we need gun control more than ever. Weapon control. We need it. Vote for it.
Aries, it's scary.
By the way, a lot of you demigods are probably going to be voting age soon.
Register
to vote!
Don't say you don't want jury duty. I hate that excuse.
Yeah.
I don't care who you're voting for, what you want. It's important that... I mean, I do care who you vote for. But that's my personal thing. If you... This is a little tangent. If you are passionate about something, if you don't like the way things are, no matter what side, you have a voice. And if you neglect to use it, then I will be more angry with you than if you use it on something I disagree on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and, like, in Australia, if you don't vote, there's, like, a penalty. There's a... fee that you have to pay. Why don't we have that here?
That's a whole thing.
Ugh, America, why are you messed
America,
up?
America, explain.
America, explain.
I'm trying to find where he pulls the knife on the waitress.
Aries bares his teeth.
Oh, he just poofs. He's gone.
Where is it? It's right when
I'll find it. It's not on this page. I'm sorry.
It's when he pays the waitress.
Few gold drachmas, but those aren't Aries. Pulled a huge knife and started cleaning it with his... He started cleaning his fingernails with a knife.
What? I wonder if Aries would have voted for Trump. Probably. Can you imagine Aries with a Make America Great
Again? I feel
like
Aries would vote for himself.
Be one of those guys. But Aries would...
Aries would vote
for Make America Great Again hat.
For war. Aries would vote for whoever would give him a war.
So Trump.
I don't know. We're sorry if this is not...
I'm sorry. If this offends you, I'm sorry. But, like, I also don't care if you if you voted for Trump.
We're sorry.
You don't need to listen to
this. This is the content you paid for. It's been a rough week.
You didn't pay for this.
Yeah, I didn't. No one paid for this. It's been a very rough political...
Yeah.
It's okay. We're talking about Percy Jackson. Percy can't vote. He's 12.
He's 26.
He's 26.
He could have voted two times by now.
He could have. I voted.
Yeah,
I did an absentee ballot. It's really easy.
Yeah.
We should do, we'll tweet out voting links.
Yes.
How to vote in every state. John and Hank did that.
Yep.
Vote. Yeah. Aries is even framing Hades.
Yeah.
There's a whole girls are... Oh, wait. You got... There's
did we skip stuff?
No. You know what happens? They go to Waterland. They go on the Ride of Love.
Oh, yeah. They go to that whole,
the
like...
The thrill Ride of Love.
They go on that whole, like, fetch quest, basically.
There was Ankle Biter Island. Head over Wedgie. And, dude, where's my swimsuit?
Yep.
Have you ever lost your swimsuit before?
No.
I was in a wave pool. In Denver, actually.
Okay.
Waterworld in Denver, best water park ever.
Yeah.
Sorry to get political again, but Waterworld is the best water park.
Have you been to the Valley Fair one? Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It's not that good.
So, I was in the wave pool, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably like 12 or 13, 14, and I'm wearing, they call it a tankini. It's when it's a bikini. It's a two-piece swimsuit, but it's long enough so that it's not a bikini.
Gotcha.
And I was in the wave pool, and the wave pulled my bottoms off.
Oh. Yeah, I've never had that happen to me.
Dude, where's my swimsuit? That ride was made for me. I caught it, and I quickly put it back on, and
well,
then I left.
Well, it is in Denver. They are
it
in
was
Denver.
In Denver, so that's probably what inspired that.
Yeah.
That's a terrifying experience. I'm really hoping no one, like... I wasn't very deep, either. It was just not a good day. That's why that line is so triggering. Have you ever gone, like, tubing in a lake?
Yeah.
Have you ever lost your swimsuit there? Is that just a me problem?
Not on...
I'll go tubing, and then, like, my bottom half of my body will, like, go off the tube and just, like, pull your swimsuit off.
No. Well, the thing is, okay, how much information should... I'm trying to figure out how much information I should give. Let's just say the swimsuits that I like to wear are not that big. And are usually tight.
Neither are mine!
But, like, does yours have, like, drawstrings?
No!
Mine do.
Oh,
a lot
okay.
of men's,
that's probably
a
what
lot
it
of
is
men's
then.
Swimsuits do. And so that's what, probably why it doesn't
okay.
happen.
Yeah. Dude, where's my swimsuit really hits home for me.
Yeah.
The thrill ride of love. This is not your parents' tunnel of love. I don't want to know what kind of tunnel of love it is. And these kids are 12. Annabeth's like, I am not going on there with you. And Percy's like, I'm not going on with Grover. You know, Grover goes, I'll go with you. And Percy's like, no, you gotta stay up here and fly. And Percy goes, Annabeth, come with me. And she goes, are you kidding? She's like, me? Go with you to the thrill ride of love? How embarrassing is that? What if somebody saw me?
I was, like, thinking just now, like, this is a ridiculous conversation. But also, they're 12. This is, like, the cooties right
it
here.
It is the cooties.
Yeah.
Percy's gonna give Annabeth cooties.
Yes.
She's got cooties.
Cooties. Cooties. Oh, aren't you tired of any of that song?
Oh, Hairspray? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just choreographed my first show and it was Hairspray and I'm just very tired of Hairspray.
I've been in that show twice now.
Inside,
I don't need to do any more of it. Dude, she's got cooties.
She's cooties. Got cooties. So there's spiders. You get your first, like, Annabeth having a panic attack from spiders. Like, she just completely freezes up. I understand. I've been bit by spiders twice this summer. In my own bed.
Oh,
I'll wake
no.
up in the morning with spider bites. Look at this right here. That's a spider bite.
Oh,
I can't
no.
really see it, but my whole leg was swollen when I woke up in the morning.
That's not fun.
I know. Athena kid confirmed.
Yeah.
They hunt me down. So they're going, basically they're on this water ride and they're trapped and it's just not going to, it's a trap for Aphrodite and Ares built by Hephaestus.
Yeah.
And it's going to be broadcast on Olympus and it's going to kill them.
Yeah.
They have to get out of it, and they
also,
do.
Also, they're 12.
Also, they're 12. Aphrodite's like, yes, my OTP. But they get, Grover grabs them. They get out. Percy goes, show's over. Thank you. Good night. And then it ends with, we need to have a little talk with Ares.
Yeah.
It's honestly one of my favorite scenes is when they're on the thrill ride of love.
I forgot that happened.
It's so funny. I forget it's in that chapter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a random side quest, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's our four
that's
chapters.
It. That's four chapters.
Takeaways from the chapters, Percy dreams a lot.
Percy dreams a lot. Apparently everyone thinks Hades is a bad dude.
Yeah, because why Hades a Slytherin, but not all Slytherins are bad.
Nope.
Hades is a Slytherin.
Way down Hades
town,
way
down under the ground.
Ground.
On that note, on a non-Percy Jackson related note, bye!
Bye!
'The theme music in this podcast is Take Me Higher by Jazzar and is licensed under an attribution share alike license. There's a link to the music in our show notes. This is a fan-created podcast. This podcast has no affiliation with Rick Riordan, Disney, or any of its affiliations.